He has passed faster than the twinkle of an eye.
A tribute to the dead, as emotions flow freely. A small group of families and survivors gather to remember. As the years pass, their numbers dwindle, but not their problems. On August 14, 2017, more than 1,100 people died as this face of Sugarloaf Mountain broke free. Huge boulders and tons of debris cascaded downhill, sweeping away homes and people. It was Sierra Leone's worst single-day disaster. Momo Mansarai lost his entire family, 20 people.
I miss the counsel of my family that died on that day. I'm so scared of what may have happened to them.
Moses, who was only 6 weeks old at that time, miraculously survived the disaster. But his father did not.
5 years after the mudslide, people are still building on the slopes of mountains and hills around Freetown, despite a government ban. And experts say it's only a matter of time before there is a similar disaster.
8-year-old Mabinti Kamara fight back tears. She survived that terrible day because she had gone out for dawn prayer. 5 years after the mudslide, she now faces homelessness again.
I've been asked to leave the construction site where I live with my grandchildren. I don't know where else to go or what to do.
Enforcing the law here is weak.
Some are saying, where did I go? Have I any provision for my relocation? If the government want to take me out from this place, has they provided me any place for me to go and relocate?
Sierra Leone is one of the world's top disaster-prone countries. Environmentalists say unless official corruption is tackled, such disasters will reoccur and people will continue to be killed. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Pentagon, Sierra Leone.